The new apartment is really a fantasy beyond my wildest dreams. 14 rooms. Can you imagine that? 14 rooms in the heart of a major city. And we are still on Chatai Square, which we had grown to like so much. My question is answered. They think pretty highly of their art object around here. This apartment is really the answer to our dreams, with all of us living here together. Me, Grandignang, Wulfing, Eliaming, Dernish, and our wives. We are able to do without clumsy flow diagrams. We have changed our sexual practice to Beriang, what might be termed orgy on Earth. It is not an orgy, however, not in the sense that the word is used on Earth. Here, quite frankly, Beriang is not much more than a convenient way of doing what we are already doing. It saves the tedious shuffling back and forth between rooms and spares one the attendant embarrassment of absent-mindedly going to the wrong bedroom on the wrong night. The purpose of Beriang is suprasexual. It is a state of heightened sensuality when all of us sleep together in the same room. We had the apartment remodeled to permit this. Questions of precedence are lost when warm bodies touch and mingle. Intercourse, though of utmost importance to us all, becomes secondary to the joy of all of us sleeping together in each other's arms. Beriang is practiced more or less continually by about a third of the population, I am told. I must admit that it has its drawbacks, albeit minor ones. The cumulative sexual force generated by 10 bodies making love together night after night is apt to cause dizziness and hardness of hearing in some people. Then, too, some individuals cannot bear to be together for so long a time. These people, with their lust for solitude, are considered alienated and are the objects of special pity. And finally, there are the minor irritations, the tossing and turning, moaning, groaning, snoring, all of which interfere with sleep. One of the biggest public health projects in Kaldor is the search for a universal cure for snoring. One can always take advantage of the various empty bedrooms, of course, and upon occasion I have. But I don't like to leave my friends. It is a little rude and uncaring, and a native Kaldorian feels that much more strongly than I do. Taken all in all, Beriang is a pleasurable activity and well worth accepting a few minor discomforts for. Beriang is the social state to which Kaldor officially aspires, for it exemplifies the utmost pinnacle in togetherness. Despite this, Lanea and I have taken to sneaking off by ourselves to the upstairs storeroom of all places. There I have put a mattress on the floor, and Lanea and I make love there. I do not know why we wish to be alone and away from all we hold dear. There is a little game that Lanea and I play with our toes. It is nothing to be ashamed of, but we have never done it in front of the others. Perhaps our desire to be alone comes down to that simple explanation.